This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, there it is. Nick Sirianni. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV Sales, Service Parts, and accessories. All right, practice is happening on the field in front of us right now. A little 11 on 11 after practice. We are scheduled to have Nolan Smith and Quinyon Mitchell join the show. Elliot Shore Parks as well. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Are you worried? Are you concerned at all about a Super Bowl hangover with this team defending their crown? I'm not. Hugh does have some concerns about it. Where do you come down? All right, Hugh, before we go to the phones, some early observations of practice happening in front of us. The first thing I want to note before you tell us what you're seeing out there is Jalen Carter is not practicing. So will not practice. So an update we got this morning from Sirianni and Howie: N'Kobe Dean will start training camp on the PUP list. That we kind of knew was coming, right? Mm-hmm. He had the major surgery last January. So N'Kobe's going to be down a while. They did tell us this morning that Jihad Campbell, who we're all wondering, like, when is he going to be ready? He is practicing in a limited capacity, so he's not on the PUP list. So that's good. So he's out there. We'll see how quickly he moves along. So that's what we learned before practice. Hugh, since practice began, we learned that Jalen Carter, due to a shoulder, according to the team, is not practicing today. So those were the updates injury-wise. The Carter thing certainly has my antenna up. Like, first day, you're not out there, shoulder. So we'll see what this is and if it's serious or minor or whatever. I'm guessing it's not serious, but we'll find that out. Hugh, what struck you so far just watching a little bit of the first practice?
Well, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is out there, which we thought that would be the case, mm-hmm. seeing him running around, and it's just, you know, just having flashbacks of his pop. If his pop lives, he way faster than you, dog. Like, he moves so much better than he used to move. But, no, he looks good, man. And just seeing the young guys play, like, the first day of practice, everybody's moving fast.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited, you know, the first day of camp, you know, all of that other good stuff. So yeah, it looks for the most part looked pretty good out there today.
The first thing I noticed, just looking at the 11 on 11 in front of us, was Jalix Hunt out there with the ones.
Yeah,
Hugh, Jalix could play a big role this year, right? We expect Nolan to be their primary edge rusher, like their most important edge rusher. But they lost Josh Sweat, they lost Brandon Graham. I know they brought Azeez Ojulari in and Josh Uche. We'll see what those guys give, but Jalix Hunt came on down the stretch last year.
Yeah, it did, and it's probably his, you know, Brandon's gone. You know, and you know, you have to take advantage of the reps that are giving you. Now, granted, things might change when you talk about Jihad Campbell when he gets ready to practice. You know, Jalen Carter's out there. But when you're out there, man, you got to flash. That's the most important thing you got to do, Joe, is when you get your reps, make sure you're locked in, you know what you're supposed to do, and you try to make plays when you're out there.
The other thing, right before we came back in this segment, they did a little dump. Jalen tried to throw, and then he pumped, and he dumped it off to Saquon, and mm-hmm. then he spun and ran. Hugh, there's something different about Saquon when he runs compared to every other player. It's just like he moves, and I mean, you see this at games, you see it on TV. At practice, you could see it too. He just moves at a different speed than everyone. Even, like, they're going 70%, right? Like, they're not – this is not 100%. This is their first practice. He just, when he puts his foot in the ground and runs, it's just like, he looks like a track star.
It's a fluid movement. Saquon's about, what, 230 pounds?
I would think around that, 225, 230.
That's why it looks weird to you, Joe, because most guys that big don't move like that.
Of course, yeah.
And it's, I guess the word, effortless motion. I think that's the word that I want to use when you talk about that. Like, his motions is fluid. He moves like a smaller guy. He moves like a Devontae Smith.
Except, you know, he's like 50 pounds bigger.
Yeah, but he's bigger. That's what it is, Joe, because it's almost like when he see, like, in that vision that I talk about all the time that I have that y'all don't seem to grasp.
Well, I mean,
for the most part.
You don't show that.
But he it's almost like the anticipation of where the hole's going to be has great anticipation, all of that. Yeah, that's what you see.
The other thing that I noticed here at the NovaCare Complex, and for anyone out there that has the chance to come to one of these practices, I know they have different people that get to come every day, right? It's not like the old days at Lehigh. But you notice they installed that TV. There's like a huge big screen TV. See that? Behind the players. Like the players.
You can see that? Okay, I see it.
I mean, it's not huge from where we are.
But I can see it. You know what, Joe?
Like the practice is televised here. I think it's for the people that really can't see where they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I never saw that before. It's almost like if you go to the open practice and then they have the big screen at the link with the – you can watch something if you can't see it.
Yeah.
They have that here. You see it now?
No, I see it. No, it was just funny because, you know, with the screen in front of me, I didn't notice it.
Yeah,
but
that wasn't here last
year. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you worried about a Super Bowl hangover with this team as they begin the start of trying to defend this thing and win it again? Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
I'm surprised, Joe. You're usually on the other side of this argument.
Well, yeah, I'm usually the more pessimistic one. But yeah,
you are.
I mean, Jeff, if I'm going to be pessimistic, I got to have better reasons than a hangover for this team, like injuries and schedule. All right, the losses on defense. But I just think they have the right mentality to do this. And, you know, I think back to 2018, and it felt like that team didn't have it. This team has it.
Now, come September, if they start out like they did last year, I don't want to hear any Super Bowl hangover talk out of you.
Well, I don't expect to say it, but I can't promise. You know me.
Okay. So I'm slightly worried only because there just is a lot of distraction when you win like that. I mean, there just is. And as hard as it is, or, you know, these guys have people pulling on them. It's kind of like winning the lottery, like when you win a big lottery. I've never done that, but I've heard stories. All of a sudden, people come out of the woodwork. Oh, hey, help me out. You know, do this, do that. Everybody wants a piece of it. And it kind of reminds me of that situation. The thing I have most concern with is the schedule. They don't play two home games back-to-back this year, if I'm correct.
No,
you
back-to-back.
Are. Yeah, no back-to-backs, which is rare. I've never seen it before. And, Jeff, and not only that, with that, the schedule, they just happen to play what I think might be the two toughest divisions this year, or two of the three toughest, right? They have to play the AFC West, and they all might – I mean, there's obviously one great team and two other good ones in there. And they play the NFC West, which typically is good with the Rams, and the Niners probably bounce back. Like, that's tough. That just in itself is tough.
Yeah, well, even just to travel, you're going to probably travel to two of those four games, I'm guessing. I don't know. I haven't looked at the schedule all the way. It's just going to be, like I said, that – as good as they are, which I still think are the best team in the league, something like that could derail them a little bit.
Could. Yeah, it could. I misspoke. It's the NFC North they play. They play the Rams, but then they play the whole North, right? The Lions, Packers.
Oh, that's right.
Vikings, Bears. So I think they're playing the two toughest divisions, AFC West, NFC North. Those kind of things, and Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Those make it harder. I mean, it's going to be harder in a lot of ways this year. Hugh, we do have an observation I want to throw at you.
What you got, Joe?
Well, I saw Elliot just posted this, and we'll have Elliot on the show later to give us all his takes from today. But Cooper DeJean, according to Elliot, was at safety with the first team defense.
Okay.
What do you make?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Moving people around. First day of camp. Just want to see how everybody goes. You know, Sidney Brown's still hurt too, right?
Well, he's not hurt, but I remember when Vic spoke about it last time, he basically said last year was kind of a lost year because he was – I think people view Sidney as he was in this defense all last year, but the way Vic kind of explained it in spring, yeah, he was here, but he wasn't, like, practicing every day. So, I mean, that safety position, Hewitt, next is – obviously Blankenship's going to start. But next to Blankenship, it's pretty wide open.
The more you can do, yeah. Joe, the more you can do and the more versatile you are. And then we just got Makuba back there. Maybe he might slide in the slot. Who knows? I mean, I like the fact that they're working on versatility this early in the season. You know, you talk about Jalis Hunt being out there. First day, like, if you can show that you're like a what they call a Swiss Army knife, mm-hmm. then that's great for you. That's great for you and what this team is trying to do, because now the thing that it does when you're as versatile as like that, you don't have to pull people off the field. You know what I mean? It say, for instance, you got Makuba out there and he's playing corner and something happens and you have to slide somebody over or whatever. You got guys that are versatile enough, they can do that. Or if you get caught, say you get caught in the defense, you don't want to be in. And say – Makuba can play corner,
which he did a little bit at Texas.
Yeah, and you slide, or he can go to the slot, and you slide Kuba DeJean to the safety or something like that. You know, like all types of things. It helps you out tremendously as a defense.
The fact that they have this versatility with Cooper is huge. I mean, that was part of, like, it depends on how you look at it, right? Some people thought, well, what's his position when he came out of Iowa? It's like, is he a corner? Is he a safety? Is he a slot?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think Vic looks at it the right way. Like, he could do all these things. So, but we'll keep an eye on that one. But first team defense this morning had Cooper DeJean at safety. Dominic in Cherry Hill. What's up, Dom?
Yo, guys. What's going on?
What's up, buddy? Man. What are you feeling?
Oh, man. I'm very, very, like, kind of torn. I don't think the hangover is what I'm worried about. I would say no for that. But I would say there's three things I'm worried about. You guys just touched on the safeties. That's definitely one of them. I would say the second would probably be our offensive line, like injuries. Like who's the backups? You know, are we deep this year? Like, I know last year we felt like we were pretty deep, but now with like, you know, us coming out of the Super Bowl and everything going right, I'm just almost waiting for like something to drop. You know what I mean? Like it's, you know, who's the backup quarterback if Jalen goes down? Like, the injury thing is a big deal. And then the third one is, how are we going to respond to, any type of adversity? You know what I mean? Like, it seemed like last year, you know, whenever we lost the game or it was, like, a tough, like, we already had a good enough record and success. Like, what if we come out slow? What if we, you know, struggle early? Like, is this team going to be able to handle that? With kind of having so much success. Like, that's kind of my feel.
So the hangover.
Well, I guess maybe. It is a hangover. I'm trying to talk. The more I talk about it here, the more I am kind of maybe.
Well, see, because, listen, let me help you out a little bit, because I think a lot of people feel the way that you feel. And I'm here to teach. No, I'm serious, bro, because when you think of, like, hangover is everything that we're talking about. It's in a nutshell. It could be injuries. It could be the people that are in your orbit, new people that are in your orbit. It could be a bunch of different things. So, yeah, that's the thing. Think about it like this. This team benefited tremendously last year because, number one, they didn't have a whole lot of injuries. That derailed everything.
Yeah, and the ones they had were short-term. Like, yes. When they lost Lane for a couple weeks or AJ for 3 weeks in September.
Yes.
Nothing that was like, oh, he's gone for the year.
Yes, and a lot of times when, like, this is the intangible that I don't think people think of. Time.
Yeah.
When you talk about time, think about the last game that they played compared to the games that all the other NFL teams that played, the playoff teams and the teams that didn't do anything.
They basically played an extra month.
Extra month. Remember, like when LeBron, they talk about how much more basketball LeBron has played than anybody else. It's the same thing. It's the wear and tear on your body. Your body, now you're in a situation where your body is not accustomed to having the rest that it once had because you didn't go to playoffs, especially a guy like Saquon. Now, you take the two, say you take the 2 weeks off in February, the time that you work out is not as extended because you've been doing all this, that, and the third. So that's a part of the hangover. So yeah, we're on the same page. Yeah.
No, and here's the other thing. I just want to bring another point. It's a good point there, Hugh. I'm gonna say, I don't know if you guys saw this or if you were gonna get to it, but the quote from Miles Sanders on Saquon Barkley had me fall out of my chair yesterday reading it. Did you guys see that?
You know, I saw something, and I wasn't sure if it was real, so I wanted to make sure
it's
before
not
we talked about. Okay,
the Miles Sanders thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because if it my mind.
Yeah, I
that
saw it. I was like, that. It just didn't seem to me like something. Just what we knew about Miles when he was here. Like I was surprised when I saw it, but I know what you're talking about.
I'm looking for anything for the Cowboys to come out and start chirping, because I'm telling you right now,
they will.
That they are frauds again this year.
Yeah, they're going to seven wins is their ceiling. They're going to win seven games. Yeah,
you have got to be smoking something.
Well, and then you got the owner who doesn't even know what Micah Parsons' name is, which is amazing. Dom, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Hugh, you mentioned that is something. I mean, that of when you talk about the pitfalls, right, and things that could trip this team up or more challenges than last year. Those extra games, those do add up. And you think about it from the guys that were rookies last year, right? You talk about how their bodies aren't maybe used to this. Like,
yeah.
For Jalen Hurts now, A.J. Brown, they've done this a few times. Right?
Yeah.
They've gone all the way through the playoffs. But think about Quinyon, and I have to look it up.
Played a lot of football in his first season
right
in the NFL.
And at Toledo, my guess is maybe they had a 12 or 13-game schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the Eagles played, what, 21 football games?
Yes.
17, and then that's a big jump. It's almost like, you know, we do this in baseball when a pitcher pitches a lot more innings one year or the next. You
mm-hmm.
wonder how their arm's going to respond when they come back from that.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot. I mean, to go from, like, for the guys that were rookies, Cooper, Quinyon, Hunt, to go from playing 12 games, whatever it was in college, to then play 21 football games, that is a big difference.
And I will say this, the recovery technology. And when I say that, what I mean is like the supplements that we take, the legal supplements, the food that they're probably eating, everything the Eagles do is probably geared towards them recovering and getting out there and being better players.
Right.
So I mean, but you just never know. That those are those unquantifiable intangibles that I talk about when I say those things and hangover, because you know your body, as a younger person that played this much football, might not respond the way that you wanted to because it's still trying to recover, you know? So it's a lot that goes into this, man. But I will say this. Just talking to some of the guys and seeing, like, some of the younger guys, they seem like they're pretty focused.
That's what it comes down to for me. Some of those things you brought up, they're all fair and they're all reasons why it's going to be harder. And, you know, Dom brought up, well, how do they respond if they have a losing streak? And he didn't see it last year. Well, that's because they didn't. I mean, after September, they basically didn't lose. I mean, just the reason you don't have a frame of reference for, like, last year's team and bouncing back from tough stretches, they didn't have any. I mean, they lost one football game from the end, I think it was like September 29th, until the Super Bowl. They lost one game. So, that of course, we didn't have any sort of frame of reference of how do they bounce back. Because they only had to bounce back, like, once, the month of September. That was a tough month, and then they just took off. So, this will probably be different. They're probably going to have a – the whole thing is going to be probably way more challenging this year in a lot of ways. But you mentioned the mentality. That's what has me to have the most confidence. They all seem locked in. I like that they don't act like they won the Super Bowl, even though they did. I think that's...
That's probably been beating their head into the
And that's credit to Sirianni and a lot of the programs these guys came from in college.
Listen, and I stand on business when I say he's still a bubblehead coach, but he's the right bubblehead coach for this team. Because I think that's important, man. When you talk about, you know,
he's our bubblehead. Here.
Yeah, well, yeah, somebody that has figured out a way to get everybody rowing in one direction. That's what Coach Sirianni has done. If it was by cutting his hair or whatever it was, he has them rowing in the same direction.
What's amazing is 1 year ago we sat here and
we ridiculed him.
And there were so many questions about. I mean. I was on pins and needles about how last year would go before the season started based on the way the 1 year before ended and him and Hurts and all. That's all, like, it seems like so far away.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody, and I forgot about, like, just that quick. I forgot about the Desai year and the Matt Patricia debacle.
We all tried.
Mike, you feel me, Mike? Because Mike Angelini sent me out. He's like, yeah. Dog, it's amazing how – because of the run that they went on.
It feels like forever ago.
Somebody asked me, say, what about the year when, you know, they changed coordinators? Like, oh, snap.
It wasn't that long ago.
I forgot about that. Like, and I'm like, damn, you're right. But here's the thing, and this is how I view Coach Sirianni. He's unorthodox. That's the nice word that I'm going to use. I'm not going to say bubblehead anymore. I'm going to use unorthodox.
Oh, wow, you're growing.
For the sake of this conversation.
This is a monumental moment
because,
on the show.
Because think about it like this. The reason why we didn't like Coach Sirianni, or we felt some kind of way about Coach Sirianni, because he wasn't what we're used to. He's not a Bill Belichick. He's not a Bill Parcells. He's not a Bill Walsh.
And he's so. And before you continue, even Doug, who was – Doug skewed some goofy, but Doug was a former player. So we always fall back on, well, he was
played
a player.
He played the game.
He was a quarterback, right? And Nick didn't play in the league. Like, so there was – I mean, I doubted him from the jump.
Yeah, he was a goofy. He was a goofy. And – but here's the thing that I try to tell people is that our era is our era. And things that were done a certain way in our era – sometimes they don't apply to the new era. That's why Sprewell, the coach, because he wasn't with all that yelling and stuff. Nick Sirianni has found a way to get these guys this why. You know, we always talk about what is your why. He's figured out their why. And they've rallied around their coach, and they love him to death. I would be hard-pressed. You would be hard-pressed to find anybody that have anything that played for Nick Sirianni to say anything bad about him.
I agree. And I think he has the right mentality to try to get this thing back up and run, climb that mountain again. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
Let me cook for a minute, all right?
All right.
I want to say something, right? All right. This is what I want to say. All right. This season, I think, is going to be a statement season for the Eagles, right? You know, about, you know, all this talk about Jalen, he can't do this, it was more Saquon. I think it's going to
be
it
was more Saquon. I mean, it's okay.
Oh, yeah, it was. You know, but I think this season is going to be different because it's going to be more balanced as far as, you know, like I said, last year, bringing back the Smash Mouth, right? I think that's going to open up the offense so the passing could get going. I think Dotson going to get more involved, Goddard. Everybody's going to get involved as far as the offense. And like I said, it's all about the play calling, right? And this is another thing. Everybody keep talking about, you know, we're going to see Patrick Mahomes again. They left us, you know, looking in their face or whatever. But I think it's going to be Baltimore. You know why?
It could be. Because, well, I mean, I don't know if you saw it yesterday, Will. ESPN did the rankings of all the rosters. They had Baltimore 1, Eagles 2. Baltimore, I think they're the overall favorite right now to win the Super Bowl.
Right. And the reason why I say is because, like, it's like both of the teams is, like, equal. You know what I mean? They got one of the best running backs and one of the best scrambling quarterbacks, just like Jalen. And I think it's going to be a different season this season. And I think that's going to be the matchup for the Super Bowl.
Well, it certainly could be, Will. So are you worried about a hangover, or you think he's crazier?
No, it ain't no hangover, man. I really think that we're going to make a statement this season, man. I really do. And let me say this about Kepler. You know, saying all this about, you know, Kepler. You know,
because he had a home run last night, you're back on Max Kepler?
Yeah. Listen, I'm a player, man.
Well,
and I know what I've been saying.
Speak your truth, Will. Speak your truth.
Yeah, this is your fault.
Don't do that.
Don't do what?
The thing is, man, like I said, this season is destined, man. And I think that the owner and the team deserve it, man. And he kept the team together for a reason.
Yeah, but that's not Kepler. What does Kepler have to do with the core of the Phillies?
All right, okay. But because, like I said, man, like, y'all don't see – I see something in this guy, man. And
Max
he's
Kepler? I see a guy that should be DFA'd.
You're going to hear his name a whole lot.
I want to hear the notification go by. DFA'd.
That's what happens when you let him go on for too long.
That's my fault. 215 592-9494. That's how you hop in. Are you concerned about an Eagles Super Bowl hangover? Practice is underway. Practice. When it ends, when Eagles practice ends, we're scheduled to have Nolan Smith and Quinyon Mitchell on the show with us today. Elliot later on with his notepad. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned about an Eagles Super Bowl hangover? Yes or no? Hugh is. I don't feel that. I feel like the Eagles have the right mentality for this. And we'll react to last night. The Phillies win. Yes, Kepler hit a home run. The story's Christopher Sanchez, though. Dominant, complete game effort against the Red Sox. That's all coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio, 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.